I could use some practical tips from the Buddhist perspective on decision making. When faced with a decision, I tend to get overwhelmed and freeze up. This can be with big life decisions and even just what meditation object to use. I feel like I have so many choices. This feels like a blessing and a curse. Sometimes it's more on the curse side of things. especially in America, sort of this kind of obsession with having as many options as possible. It doesn't actually make life all that comfortable. With the that sort of around the decision-making process, a lot of or what I've used that I found helpful is paying attention to the tendency to like wavering, that tendency to waver, and that because then the mind gets swept up in that kind of wavering. And again, I kind of have used the body as the anchor, because one feels that wavering, one feels the indecision, one feels even just you go to reach out for something and it sort of shouldn't be this or that, and it sort of paralyzes the mind. So then just that coming back into the body, just well, that's indecision, that's wavering, that's uncertainty, that's doubt, and identifying it more and more clearly. And as that's identified, then the suffering in that becomes more apparent, because the assumption is, if I make the right choice, then I'll be free from suffering, I'll be happy. But that's not actually how it works. It's the freeing oneself from suffering that'll help to make the right choice. So it's the other way around. That learning how to sort of relax and not get swept up by the uncertainty, the wavering, the way the mind starts to try to weigh everything or figure it out. And a lot of it, you have to be willing to make mistakes. And you say, well, that was actually a bad choice. That was a bad choice. And you sort of plowing that back into the kind of wisdom and discernment that forms a part of the... because sometimes we can be extraordinarily confident about making a choice or a decision, and it's completely wrong. And other times we can agonize over things that, like sometimes, people will come to me with really need some help in making this decision, I want to do this practice or that practice, or I want to do this to do this, go there to do this good thing, or go over there to do this good thing. And I said, well, why make a problem out of, it doesn't matter what it is, it's good. So just go ahead and do something. Mm-hmm. And that you're realizing, because sometimes we think that, we set it up if there must be one good one and one bad one, and you should realize, it doesn't have to be that way. These are one's making a choice between two good things or useful things, beneficial things. So just climb over the hump of wavering, indecision, and just go ahead and feel good about it. Yeah? So, don't second guess yourself. Don't torture yourself.